This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Walter Savage, the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. He joins us on a regular basis to share with us information at the monthly meeting, and this meeting is for the month of June.
There were several items of importance that were discussed by the commissioners and by the public in general. One of the main items that was covered was a update of the floodplain damage prevention ordinance. The first ordinance had been done in 1984 with the latest new photos of the area and the requirement that the county update this ordinance. It had to be done by the 2nd of June. Commissioners did take action on that. There were some minor changes, nothing of any great significance, but it was just something that had to be done, and it was very important for the county and the taxpayers that they be able to receive flood insurance. We had a very important briefing with the finance office, Lynn Hensley and Brandy Burleson. They gave us some updates that should help our financial status considerably. One of the areas is the consolidation of the copier service contract. It's going to be taken with a new company, and it will save a considerable amount of money for the county. And then the next item of great importance is the property general liability and workman's compensation insurance. A 54% reduction with a new company, the same coverage as we had. So this is going to amount to about $200,000 in savings. So we're very happy with that. We did make a resolution, as is being done throughout the 100 counties, I hope, in North Carolina, to restore the recognition of the veterans' status to merchant marines from World War II. Some way or another, there was a couple of laws passed that neglected to give these veterans, and the average age of a veteran of that time is about 86 years old. And so our county passed a resolution to recognize these, and we'll be sending it forward to the agencies that will take care of this in Washington, D.C., to our senators and to our representative. We also made an appointment last night to the Avery Mitchell Yancey Regional Library Board. There was one vacancy there, and we appointed Ms. Karen Miller for the next 3 years. We had a visit with us by the director of Malin Community College, Dr. Susan Owens, and she requested that we make an adjustment in the budget for moving from capital funds, the money that the county's paying for capital funds, to moving it to an operating funds because of the lack of funding that's being done by the state. As you're all aware, not only is our nation as a whole in trouble and things seem to be improving, but our state budget is really tight. We've had a great concern about the support for our teachers. If you've been reading the Asheville Citizen Times, you see that they've had a great number of teachers that will not have jobs next year. We're in hopes that our county will not be quite that drastic. But with the development of the budget, and the budget will be done by the 1st of July, we hope to have it passed by about the 23rd of June. And there will be a public hearing on this in the future, so you can keep an eye on your paper and listen to the radio stations for these announcements.
Our guest for today's program, Walter Savage, the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.